Fairfax journalist Ben Grubb was arrested by Queensland police on Tuesday for receiving stolen property after being given a photograph taken from a hacked Facebook account. Peter Black, senior lecturer in internet law at the Queensland University of Technology, says it highlights just how far behind the law is when it comes to the internet.
Well, it raises a few different interesting issues. The first simply goes back to whether the original act of exposing the privacy or security vulnerability within Facebook was indeed a criminal offence under our cybercrime legislation. And that's a problem because it means that our cybercrime legislation has been so broadly drafted that it can encompass, I think, activity that you wouldn't morally or legally consider should make someone culpable.
As well as being arrested, Ben Grubb then had his iPad seized.
Very much in the modern era, the iPad is akin to a journalist's notebook. And the idea that the police would, have the power, without really a lot of due process to be able to seize that item, I think does raise some concerns.
Will this cause problems for journalists trying to protect sources if their technology can simply be seized?
Journalists report on crime all the time. It's not unusual to think that there may be notes or information in a journalist's notebook or on a journalist's iPad or iPhone, that could relate to a criminal matter or even just, to a potential criminal matter. And to suggest that journalists, could be arrested and have their property seized in that situation, I think is, concerning for everyone who values the role that journalists play in our modern democracy.
What changes to media and internet laws would you like to see to bring them in line with the technology that is occurring right now?
I think the first thing we need to do is to have a look at our cybercrime legislation and make sure that it's not overly broad so that it doesn't cover, more or less, everyday activity that someone really shouldn't be morally or legally culpable for.
Peter Black. I asked internet expert, author and futurist Mark Pesce what he thought about this iPad seizure.
It seems very, very heavy-handed on the part of the Queensland police who did it, but I honestly don't know enough of all of the details to understand what led them to do this.
Well, they also arrested him apparently on the grounds that because he was given the photograph that Christian Heinrich used in his demonstration, that he had received stolen goods. So this idea of sharing a hacked property in a way, how can we deal with this in the future? Will we have to be wary of what we gain from our friends and from our colleagues?
In this case, because this was a demonstration of an intrusion, you then have to ask, well, was this really a violation of the law, or were they actually just demonstrating the fact that Facebook has this insecurity? And this is a very sort of contested point in the entire area of computer security. If I am showing people that your system is insecure by demonstrating it to them, have I violated the law, or have I in fact done everyone, including you, a service?
For in the future, what do you think needs to happen just to bring about changes so that we can feel safer on the net, the laws can reflect correctly what needs to be protected and done?
Well, I think the biggest change is going to have to be a design change. We're going to have to design our systems to be much more decentralized. Rather than Facebook carrying all of our personal information, that should actually be living perhaps on our mobiles, in our pocket. They're considered more secure. The future is more decentralized because it's harder to attack an army of ants than it is to attack a termite tower.